I told him, you know what I told him? I said, I'm taking your advice and sitting down. Well, so he got in and cooked breakfast this morning.
Didn't you, she didn't have time to cook all of this time, though, did
you? No, well, Nelson cooked out yesterday.
She cooked, that's it.
And chicken and steak too on the grill.
Well, that was a rest for you.
So I told him, I said, well, since you told me that years ago, I found out to stop doing it, James. Said, well, that's good, so I'm cooking breakfast this morning. And then ham and biscuits.
Mm-hmm. And grits. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at something new now. They done spoiled. Mm-hmm. Cooking myself again like I used to. Yeah, I don't blame. Need rest. Just like myself. I need the rest. I be up here in this house and the cabin, you know. But there's so much to do in the house, and then you don't never get through doing in the house. It's some every time you turn around, you see, well, that needs fixing, that needs moving. Any time you want to rest, but you get up and go try to do that.
I tell you the way it is in keeping house. If you keep that house clean and correct every time, you can't see what you did. Mm-hmm. But now you miss doing it, you see what you didn't do. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. But I get some little rest though when I leave, go off, and that's what I go for, the rest. So I have it all to myself. But when they come home, down there, from one door to the other, and whatever they won't cook or want me to cook it, they'll want me to cook it. Oh. And then they'll talk from here down there. That's what right, you do. So. Well, I made them get me. That is the end of the house, that wall.
No, I think it's outside.
If it's on the outside, I let him stay. But if it's inside, I'm gonna kill him. He's trying to get in, though, ain't he?
Yeah, he's trying to find a place to get in.
Well, I got some questions about different family members. Like, what did you used to call your father and mother?
I did go to them up young, but I ain't been to them and down here. They always.
What you call them? You call them mama, didn't you? Mama? Mm-hmm. What you call Aunt Becky? You call her mama, didn't you?
Call her mom.
And what you call your daddy, papa?
Papa. You don't take sure and not call them like that, do you now?
Papa.
There she come. Mm-hmm. You know what, can't you see?
What about your grandparents?
Call him Grandpa.
Both of them? Did you know both your grandfathers?
Grandpa.
Grandpa, did you have, did your daddy, were your daddy's, did you know your daddy's father? Mr. John?
Yeah.
You know him?
Yeah. Call him Grandpa. Call them all Grandpa and Grandma.
Alright. And what about babies when they were born?
Born.
Do they have a doctor to come?
Yeah, they have them when they get sick. They have them to come or you take them to the doctor.
Have grannies used to come too, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, to the mothers and, you know, when the boys were born, baby. That's all they had then.
Yeah,
didn't have nothing but then. Mm-hmm. Midwife, they call them.
Mm-hmm. Midwife,
yeah,
that's what they call them.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd I get the grannies from? I don't know.
That's what some of them call them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, midwife.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say about a woman who was going to have a baby? Would you say she was...
Wouldn't say she's pregnant like we do now. Say she'd be... What would they say, Kim? What would say about a woman when she be pregnant? Would they say she pregnant or say she big or what?
No, they say she